If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. While the House just passed a bill not to protect the Supreme Court, but as The Hill writes, Thomas Frank, the House passed a sweeping gun bill that would raise the minimum age to purchase an assault rifle. That phrase is illegitimate, to 21, but it faces long odds in the Senate. The bill called the Protecting Our Kids Act. Isn't it amazing the party that wants abortion right up to the last second dares to say they're protecting our kids? That the party that pushes critical race theory indoctrination, transgender movement indoctrination, they want to protect our kids. The party that opposes muscling up schools and having armed, trained police in the schools, they want to protect our kids. Isn't that strange? They are very good at lying with their propaganda. Would also bar the sale of large-capacity magazines and institute new rules that dictate proper at-home gun storage. What are they going to do, come into your home? And what if the guy who breaks into your house has a large-capacity magazine and you're stuck with five bullets? It's not like you're an expert marksman. Certainly not under those conditions when somebody's broken in and it's either you or them, and you being you and your family. This is a House of Representatives that is protected, like the golden Fort Knox now. And by the way, just to underscore another point about the violence. The National Guard is being informed that it may be called up. It may be called up to try and protect the Supreme Court when the court issues its opinions on the Second Amendment and abortion. That won't be MAGA people that they have to protect the court from, will it? But they'll probably be celebrated, these people, as they were 2 years ago, as they were pillaging. So the House passed this bill, which won't save anybody from anything. But they got to do something. Well, then do something right. No, that they won't do. I want to make a comparison. I do this knowing full well the backbenchers will follow up, but that's okay. It needs to be made. Comparison between what Donald Trump said in terms of protesting the Capitol building on January 6, 2021. Which Woodward and Bernstein say was the rallying cry for violence, and which this phony Stalinist committee is trying to put together 100,000 puzzle pieces to make the case. Let's compare what Trump said with what Schumer said on March 2020 about two Supreme Court justices. First, Donald Trump. Last January 6, 2021, cut 21, go.
We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing, and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. That's what he said. In daylight. In public. And also offered National Guardsmen, should they be needed. Now, compare that to what Schumer said. Cut one, go.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
So who is it that's instigating an insurrection? Who is it who is seditious? Schumer. Just in case the morons at the compost and the slimes, the morons at the Constipated News Network and MSLSD, and the other moronic media, moronic Democrats and morons nationwide didn't catch it. Mr. Producer, I want you to play one and then the other right behind it, starting with Trump. Go ahead.
We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You see, the Republicans on the committee won't be able to do this because they won't be there. Mr. Producer, would you please check quickly the internet if Liz Cheney has released any kind of a statement regarding the potential assassination attempt against Brett Kavanaugh, and if she's called for any kind of immediate hearings on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi's failure to pass a bill to protect the Supreme Court justices? I think I know the answer. Nothing. Would you please check and see if Adam Kingsinger has done anything, please? Please see if Adam Schiff and Jamie Raskin and, of course, Benny Hill Thompson. We want to know because they're constitutionalists. Very worried about the Constitution, you know. And again, it didn't take me 1,000 interviews and 140,000 documents to figure anything out. Now, we're a little sharper than that over here. Before I get to our guest, our buddy Bill O'Reilly, I want to make a comment before the night passes. Ukraine needs missiles, not just a few. But a lot. They're dying over there, ladies and gentlemen, in World War I-like trench warfare. And as long as the Russians have these long-range missiles, they obviously can be further back on the battlefield than the Ukrainians can. The Ukrainians had to pick up and move out of a significant part of Donbass. And they are moving to try and to get to higher ground where they can have a stronger stance. But they're losing about 100 people a day. That's unsustainable for a nation of 44 million people, the vast majority of whom are not fighting age. And I don't understand why we don't provide them with the weaponry they need to defend themselves. They're not the aggressors. They didn't invade anybody. And you can tell from the creepy silence of the Putinoids and their hemorrhoids that they're very happy with the way things are going right now. They're loudest and squealing when the Ukrainians are on the offense, kicking the ass of the Russians. But now they're absolutely silent, the way Schumer's silent tonight because of the dirt on his hands, the way Pelosi's silent tonight because of the dirt on her hands. We don't hear from Dizzy Lizzy or a head case Adam. We don't hear from any of them about Kavanaugh. But by God, folks, these people are being slaughtered. We need to send them the missiles they need so at least it's a fair fight. At least it's a fair fight. You know, I mentioned about a month ago to one of the experts on Life, Liberty, and Levin. And I said they're not getting the weapons they need. And I was told, yeah, now they are, finally. But they're not. They're not getting the weapons that they need. And just so you know, the Iranians are moving their centrifuges to another location, their main location, from which they expect to have their breakout of a nuclear bomb. This is all going on. Well, the Democrats have dragged us into their hell here. Shouldn't there be primetime coverage from all the media outlets, the networks, cable TV, of what the Iranians are doing and how that will affect us? Or World War III, which might break out with the communist Chinese? Shouldn't there? Shouldn't there be primetime coverage by all these media platforms on how not hundreds of thousands, but millions of people are coming across our border, and we don't know who most of them are? Shouldn't it? Our primetime coverage of massive inflation and gas prices? We're in a recession, whether these so-called experts acknowledge it or not. The question is whether we'll avoid a depression. And the answer is no. We live in the world of the American Marxists. We live in the world of the corrupt media. We live in the world of a disastrous Democrat Party. That's the world we're in, the United States of the Democrat Party. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and, of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane.
It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Proof by David Auber and directed by Samantha Fork, June 3rd through June 18th. Proof is the story of a young woman who has been spending the last few years caring for her brilliant but unstable father. Proof explores loss, love, genius, mental illness, fear, trust, relationships, and the breaking points we push each other to. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Riverfront Playhouse presents Proof, June 3rd through June 18th. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Greta Van Susteren is back and making waves. She's joining Newsmax as host of the new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Starting June 14th, Greta reports on the big stories from Washington and around the world, giving you the facts you need to know. Greta is smart, asks the tough questions, and is always fair. She's the real deal. Journalism the way it ought to be. That's why millions are making the switch to Newsmax. Make the switch and watch Greta Van Susteren. Get the info about her new show. Just text the word Greta to 39747 or go to gretasback.com. That's gretasback.com. Newsmax is America's fastest growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Make the switch today and get the latest on Greta's new show. Text Greta to 39747. Newsmax is real news for real people. Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
I don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
He's back on the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Bill O'Reilly has become a good friend, smart man, and so I wanted to bring him on the program. Bill, how are you, my friend?
Good, smart and handsome, right?
Well, thank you for that. Oh, you mean you. All right.
Oh. I appreciate you having me back. I'm doing the second round of promotion for Killing the Killers, the number one book in the country, and you know how that feels. It's a nice feeling to work hard and have that pay off, and it's a great book for Father's Day, and it's very nice of you to put me on again.
Well, first of all, it's a great book, and it's a very, very informative book. But before we jump in, and I do want to jump in, what do you make of this effectively assassination plot against Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, all the rhetoric that preceded this and so forth, and now we have January 6 hearing tomorrow, the irony of this, when Schumer said what he said and Trump really didn't say anything.
You know, it's part of the Civil War that's underway that you talk about every night between the traditional American people and the progressive left that wants to tear down everything we have. And when you have a war, and it is, sometimes people get violent. Now, I don't blame Schumer and all of those other people for the actions of this loon who was arrested attempting to kill Kavanaugh, because I had that lodged at me with the Tiller situation in Kansas, his late-term abortion doctor, who I reported on accurately, and then he was assassinated, and they blamed me. And, of course, that was ridiculous. So I'm not going to be a hypocrite and turn around and do it. But I am going to say that Americans really need to think about their country. I mean, because the progressive left is out of control. It's not the traditional conservative people that are causing the trouble. We just want to maintain the nobility of our nation. It's this crew, And they're getting hammered now. You saw the Bodine recall in San Francisco, mm-hmm. the most liberal city in the country, 60-40. I mean, they're desperate out there. I was just out in San Francisco. They're desperate because the progressives have ruined the quality of life. And so I think that Americans have to say to themselves, enough. You know, we're going to try to work together to build a better country. Does that sound reasonable?
I think it might. All right.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Let's jump into the book. So you wound up number one on the New York Times list, right?
Yeah, and they're thrilled over there. They wanted to throw me a book party, but I said, no, guys, no, you don't have to do that.
Wait a minute, who wants to?
I'm being facetious.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so this is the 17th number one bestseller that we've had.
It's amazing.
The Killing series, the best-selling nonfiction book series of all time. And the reason this, and I know you're up against the break and you're going to come back in the second half hour, but this book, Killing the Killers, equates to the gun situation now. And it's a little bit of a detail, but I think you're going to enjoy, how I tie both in. What happened after 9/11 in the Patriot Act, which you supported very vehemently, and so did I, mm-hmm. and what happened there and the success of that, as opposed to the muddle and the anger that we have on the gun stuff now, all of this stuff about the 18 to 21s and the red flag, this is not going to solve the problem. But it could be solved, the problem. But again, it's got to be reasonable people, not people who are using race and violence to advance their political careers and their media careers. And that's horrible. And that's happening all over the place. Very, very hard to get Americans focused on the truth these days. Because there's so much propaganda. That's what this primetime show tomorrow on the on all the networks, the January 6th, this is just rank propaganda. You know, I heard they're going to have a special guest on that show. Did you hear this, Mark?
No, who?
Baghdad Bob, the king of propaganda. Bring him right in, you know? If you think that you're going to get the truth from these nine congresspeople, all of whom hate Donald Trump, I mean, hate him. So that's why the committee set up, to try to prevent him from running for president again. That's what this whole thing is. And everybody knows this. The network knows it. The people that are running it. This isn't to try to find out the truth. I mean, they've had more than enough time. If they had something against Trump, believe me, it would have been on the front page of the New York Times. It would have wiped out my number one bestseller news. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff swirling around, but there's a decision that Americans have to make, and they made it in San Francisco and in Los Angeles yesterday, and that was a really good sign for the forces of tradition in this country, I believe.
Mm-hmm. All right, when we come back, I want to jump into this and tie this together more strongly here. Guns and the book Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. You can get it on Amazon.com, my various platforms. And, Bill, you won't be surprised to hear the Democrats in the House passed another long list of gun control issues and so forth. It's as if it's on the shelf and they just pass it. None of which probably, in my view, would have made a difference. We'll be right back with Bill O'Reilly. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right, I said it. Let me educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. Man, oh man, I was shocked as I read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. So listen to me. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy. Free copy by calling 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com. Now, this war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please get and read The Secret War on Cash, free to my listeners, by calling right now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
the elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Acting as gatekeepers, we can be watchful for signs of risk, helping our elders be safe, protected, and well. Join Shining Care June 3rd through June 11th for Purple City Week as we paint the town purple to show we're a caring community. On June 11th, come to the free Purple City Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Put on some purple and join in the fun for a great cause. Visit fun exhibits and get useful resources. Enjoy food, drinks, singers, dancers, aerial silks, treasure hunt, and raffles. Join the purple light ceremony across the bridge as it lights up purple to show our care and support. June 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. For more info, visit shiningcare.org.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022. Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clearcuts. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
We're lucky enough to get a bunch of national security advisors to presidents from Petraeus and the Bush administration all the way up to the end of the Trump administration to tell us about classified actions. And so every page of Killing the Killers, as you know, tells you something you don't know. And Americans want to know what's being done to protect them, just as they want to know why gun violence in the country cannot be stopped. So I make this comparison, and I think you're going to like this, but if you don't, I want you to let me have it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. So 6 weeks after 9/11, Congress passed the Patriot Act, and then President Bush signed it. The Patriot Act is a law, and it says if the U.S. government designates you or a group a terrorist, U.S. military can attack you and kill you. All right? That law is still on the books. Now, you remember how the left screamed about that. They hated that law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that law has been used to assassinate the top leaders of the jihad. All right? Al-Baghdadi and ISIS, Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, Soleimani at the Revolutionary Guard in Iran, and all of the Boko Haram leadership have been waxed either by U.S. special forces and raids or by this amazing technological weaponry that was developed in the Trump administration. You remember that the Trump administration spent $1.4 trillion upgrading the military. Well, that didn't go to more snappy uniforms. It went to space weapons, much of it.
Right.
And we have the most awesome weapons on the planet, weapons that China and Russia do not have. And they're used to blow up terror leaders overseas. That has downgraded the threat to us from the jihadists, from the terrorists. We are much safer now than we were on 9/11. Let's segue into the gun situation. Now, you can have all the red flag laws, all the gun bans, all the 18 to 21 prohibitions you want. That is not going to solve the gun violence problem, because the criminals and the loons who shoot up schools and murder innocent children, most of them do not buy or get their weapons legally.
Right.
There are 400 million firearms in this country. But you think that the Chicago drug gangs are going to go and buy a legal gun and register it? No, they're not. The vast amount of gun violence, murders, and shootings are caused by drug gangs, most of them African Americans. That is why the media will not go into that area to report on this accurately. But should a white man kill blacks, that's page one. But if blacks kill other blacks, you don't hear about it. In fact, the authorities won't even tell you the ethnicities of the killers if they are minorities. You can't get it out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that all in mind, okay? So right. All of this outrage by Congress, we're going to do this, we're going to ban that, we're going to have you register, we're going to do it. That's not going to do anything to protect the kids in Uvalde, Texas, because the loons will still get the guns and the criminals will still get the guns. The solution is for Congress to do exactly what it did in the Patriot Act. Federalize all gun crimes. So you're walking into a bodega or a 7-Eleven or a Hardee's and you have a gun and you commit a robbery, the local and state authorities turn you over to the federal attorney. You are tried in a federal court. You are convicted of any gun crime, including possession, illegal possession of a weapon, mandatory 5 years in a federal penitentiary. That will stop much of the gun violence, because the cops locally know who the gang members are, know who's carrying. Did you know, Mark, that 90% of gun crimes in New York City, where I am, 90%, the people who commit those crimes, who are arrested, are out on either no bail or low bail. 90%. They let the gangbangers right out the door.
All right, let me test some of this. Let me test some of this.
All right.
First of all, I'm not sure I agree with this. What makes you believe that a corrupt Merrick Garland that won't even charge Democrats half the time, that's going after parents, would do as you say? Why would you want that kind of man to have that kind of power?
Okay, but Merrick Garland's not going to be there much longer.
But he's there for 4 years.
But I don't think I think that the Congress has a responsibility to make the most effective laws possible.
But why do you think centralizing
this? Enforce them.
But why do you think? See, here's my take. We have enough laws, pretty much. I would muscle up these schools if I were a governor. They've done it in Florida here. I would have a police arm trained for these purposes, police officer. They have it here now for every 500 students. They push the boundaries of the school out further. They're required to institute or implement certain kinds of doors and architectural and on and on and on. And I think that's about right. Now, that said, the problem here, Bill, is when you look at almost every one of these, the signs are there. So the hospital gives this guy 36 hours in Buffalo and then lets him out. He's all over the Internet with his weapons. He's a racist, telling people what he's likely to do. Even this guy Ramos in Texas, he was on the Internet and long enough to be identified as well. And so I'm thinking to myself, we want to keep passing laws, move the deck chairs around. No. What the problem here is the ruling class, the self-appointed elites. Every time they fail us, they want to create another law that impacts the average citizen around here. I just don't trust the federal government enough to give them that kind of power.
Okay, but there's no downside. So I agree with you that if Congress passed that law and it was signed by a president, Biden would never sign it, okay, but if it was signed by a Republican president, you would then give law enforcement, not the politicians, but the local cops, a tremendous advantage in arresting and confining the drug gang members. There are 200,000 of them, 200,000 of them in the USA right now. And if you think that Chicago or New York City or LA are enforcing the laws against them, they're not. So you're either going to seed anarchy
totally. The feds aren't either. The feds aren't enforcing gun crimes. But hold on now. At the federal level, they're not enforcing, prosecuting gun crimes. There are federal gun laws, as you know. They're doing a very poor job.
Yes, but they're not mandatory prison sentences. That's the difference.
I think you're onto something there.
If Trump gets reelected, if Trump agrees with me, if Trump gets reelected,
right,
he would want this law and appoint a very tough law and order attorney general. You wouldn't object to that, would you?
No, but as long as it's not me. But here's what we would agree on. I have no problem with these sentencing guidelines that were in place that have been effectively obliterated because they worked.
Yes.
You give long sentences to violent criminals, and you have a dual or parallel process, state and federal. That doesn't bother me. But I'm not sure I'd wipe out all the state and then give it all to the feds, and so I'm not sure that's even workable.
Then you're going to cede, if you're not willing to do that, if you would vote against it, if you were in Congress or a senator, then you're going to say to the people in New York and Illinois and California, you're never going to be protected because the state is not going to protect you.
But you're assuming the feds. You know, there are times when the people who control New York, California, and Illinois, and so forth, actually run the federal government. Like
well,
now.
Well, I'm assuming that we're going to have a cycle. We've hit rock bottom now, I think. And that we'll have an up cycle, and that Congress will go to the Republicans in November, and there'll be a Republican elected president in 24. I am assuming that will happen. But you have to give the federal government, like the Patriot Act, the power to protect Americans. And right now, some Americans are protected because some governors are good, but others aren't and never will be. And what
but
about
that's
these
the way,
people?
That is the way it's always going to be. I'd rather have it that way than a central government and assume that the central government is always going to protect the citizenry. I don't necessarily believe. All right, enough of this. Any final comments about your book?
Well, it's a great Father's Day gift, and if you go to BillO'Reilly.com and you buy Killing the Killers, we'll give you a free copy of Killing the Mob.
Because
I'm really upset about the high gas and food prices and the working people. They're suffering now, and so if I can throw in a freebie for you and make Dad's day better for a very reasonable price, I'm going to do it. That's the worst. I mean, to realize that under Trump we had a 1.4% inflation rate, and now we're approaching 11% in 17 months. I don't know how. Do you know anybody who still would vote for Biden? Do you know anyone?
Apparently, there's enough drones in this country.
He's not going to run again.
No,
but if he did, he might get no votes.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Listen, you're fun to have on here. We're going to keep doing
anytime.
This.
And I want to thank you again for the great lead-in at WABC, our flagship station in New York City. I come on right after Levin at 9 o'clock. And that 6 to 10 block on WABC, that's
killer.
Lights out. It's lights out.
I agree.
Out. Yep.
And folks, Bill is a great guy. Boy, I had you so misread for all these years. What was that all about? Was that our producers
or something?
It was my fault.
I was hiding my good side.
Boy, you have a nice good side, if you know what I mean. So, all right, Bill O'Reilly. God bless you, my friend. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right, be well. It's a great book, folks. Killing the Killers. Fantastic book. I encourage you to get it. Verizon, AT&T. And T-Mobile are charging you a premium fee every month for data you don't use. Stop paying for things you don't use. Instead of paying $89 a month for your current provider, pay just $20 to Pure Talk, and you'll actually get what you actually need. And make the switch. I'll be honest. I was nervous when I made the switch, but it's perfectly easy. Is the coverage going to be that good, I wondered? Am I going to drop calls? Is it going to be a slow internet now? Well, I can tell you folks firsthand, the 5G service is that good. Switching to Pure Talk was that easy. So listen, if you've been sitting on the fence because, I don't know, maybe you're just nervous about it, stop being ripped off and get the best service you can right here. It's time to take the leap and start saving money every month. Just dial #250 and say Mark Levin, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You've heard me talk about it. Come on, jump in. Join the rest of us. You'll say, what the hell I've been waiting for? I've been paying all this money to these corporatists for nothing. With Pure Talk, no risk money back guarantee, you're not going to regret this. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, sign up, and save an additional 50% your first month. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526. Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world,
We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hostel.com.
Listen up.
Listen up.
The Mark Levin Show is on the air.
I am ready to start the show.
Don't forget, I'll be on Hannity. 9:30 p.m. Eastern time in about a half hour. You know, in life, you can count on three things: death, taxes, and your car breaking down. And I can't do anything about the first two. Now, as far as my car breaking down, that's why I have CarShield. When something goes wrong, I count on them to help save me from expensive repairs and so much more. When you need a repair, you don't have to deal with the paperwork or headaches. All you got to do is choose the mechanic to do the work, and CarShield administrators handle all the rest. And you can also count on CarShield to help take care of you when your car breaks down and you're stuck on the side of the road. Every protection plan, them all, includes coast-to-coast roadside assistance, rental car options, trip reimbursement at no extra cost. So get coverage today. Lock in your price. It'll never go up despite inflation. That means as long as you own your car, no matter how old it is, you're protected from the rising cost of parts and repairs for your vehicle. That is incredible. So act now. And when you... car breaks down, you can count on CarShield for help. Get coverage like I did. Go to CarShield.com/Levin, CarShield.com/LEVIN, or call 391-8888, 391-8888. You'll save 10% either way on your plan. Lucas, Sarasota, Florida, XM Satellite. Go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Mark. So I totally agree that penalties should be stiffer and more enforceable. And I want you to know where I'm coming from on this, because my brother is a teacher at Douglas, and I'm a graduate there. So I kind of have a sense.
I don't know where you're coming from or what that means, but go right ahead.
Well, Bill O'Reilly was totally incorrect in saying that these mass shooters are getting the guns illegally. They're actually getting the guns legally. And that's
no, he's talking about, look, He's talking about the killings that occur as you and I are speaking. The thousands and thousands of people who are murdered every year in the United States. That people, many of them, if not most of them, are not going through background checks in these various gangs and MS-13 and so forth and so on. We know that as a fact. And they're also taking the serial numbers off the guns, too, that the manufacturers are required to put on so they're harder to track. But anyway, what's your point?
My point is that I'm just, and I'm pro-Second Amendment, I'm disgusted by the fact that we continue to find ways to make excuses for doing absolutely nothing to make it harder for people to buy these guns. And they're getting the guns legally. The ones that are shooting up these schools are getting the guns legally.
Let me ask you a question. Well, first of all, the guy that shot up the school in Connecticut took the guns from his mother that he murdered. He didn't get anything legally. He just took the guns. But let me ask you a question. I don't get this. So we can't secure the border from fentanyl coming in. We can't secure the border from felons coming in. We can't secure the border from sex traffickers coming in. How do you plan to secure the border from guns coming in illegally on the black market? What do you plan to do about that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, those are huge issues.
You agree to what?
Sure.
You agree to what? I mean, if I walk in the door and I want to purchase a weapon, I'm supposed to be able to do that. I've got five of them. I'm not planning on harming anybody. So the problem is, how do we deal with the nut jobs? And so you don't deal with the nut jobs by having these blanket laws that affect 330 million other people. You've got to figure out what you do about it. I mean, what should we do? Should we outlaw all the cars out there? More people die from car accidents than from being murdered. That doesn't stop them with the CAFE standards of making cars less and less safe because they're lighter and lighter and lighter. Less and less steel. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
And the thing
that happened in Texas was a complete failure of the authorities, whether it was the cops. It was unbelievable what took place there. Or the failure of the school district to check the doors to put in place or to make sure what the protections are that they were supposed to have. You can see that. So, I mean, if you're not going to do it, it doesn't matter what you outlaw, does it? Anyway, Lucas, I'm happy to talk with you further if you call another night. Sound like a very nice gentleman. Sarasota, Florida, that's Lucas, everybody. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, our brothers and sisters. I'll tell you, in Ukraine, doing everything I can to rally support. And I'll see you on Hannity literally in 30 minutes. On Fox, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any three vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawn, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Gold Leaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we
do about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's been a plot revealed to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Prosecutors say Nicholas Roski was carrying a gun, a knife, and zip ties, and told police he was going to break into Kavanaugh's house and kill him.
If these reports are correct, an assassination attempt against a sitting justice or something close to it.
Roski told police he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe versus Wade, the landmark abortion case. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants the Senate to pass a Supreme Court security bill.
This is exactly the kind of event that many feared, that the terrible breach of the court's rules and norms could fuel.
Roski also told police he believed Kavanaugh would support loosening gun laws after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate's top Republican is keeping a tight rein on the scope of gun talks.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell tapped the services of conservative Texas Senator John Cornyn to head up negotiations with Democrats on new gun laws. Observers say the two align closely on gun rights, both enjoying a perfect rating from the NRA. McConnell told reporters everybody involved would, in his words, like to get an outcome that's definitely related to the subject matter. Part of Cornyn's job is to prevent Democrats from using recent mass shootings to launch wide-ranging, unrelated gun reforms. Bob Agner reporting.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson managed to narrowly win a no-confidence vote from his own Conservative Party, but the result dealt a heavy blow to his authority. Questions already are being asked around Britain about who might succeed him if he was forced from office. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 269 points, the Nasdaq dropped 88. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody, Mark Davis for Advantage Gold. Investing and protecting your retirement is a real challenge these days. Raging inflation, the hyper-volatile stock market. You don't have to sit and watch it all unfold. Thousands of retirees are safeguarding their retirements with physical precious metals like gold and silver inside their IRAs and 401ks. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the number one highest rated gold company on TrustLink 7 years in a row. For a free gold IRA investment kit, call Advantage Gold, 800-741-4653. Call 800-741-GOLD. Don't sit idly by while the stock market and inflation destroy your retirement savings. For a free gold IRA investment kit, call 800-741-4653. They'll answer all your questions, including if your current retirement account qualifies. Call 800-741-4653. Find out how easy it is to put precious metals in your IRA or 401k. Call 800-741-4653. Gold.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult your investment professional before investing.
Israel's coalition government is showing more signs of falling apart. We hear the latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
When the Jewish state of Israel historically included its list of Arab parties, some overtly anti-Zionist, as the enabler of a coalition government, international pundits raised the political phenomenon many were sure they would never see. But as those same voices begin to presage the demise of Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's government, some credit the Arab List as being a lightning rod for unity among polar opposites, a political miracle. At issue is legislation that benefits Israel's conservatives, which was voted down by the right wing's own flagship party at the behest of Benjamin Netanyahu, its legendary leader. The alliance has sent shockwaves through Israeli politics. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Deaths reported in Somalia's most parched drought in four decades. Previously unreported data shared with the Associated Press showing at least 448 deaths this year at malnutrition treatment centers in Somalia alone.
Authorities in Somalia, Ethiopia and Kenya are now shifting to the grim task of trying to prevent famine. Many more people are dying beyond the notice of authorities. Some die in remote pastoral communities, while others perish on treks in search of help. Some die even after reaching displacement camps, malnourished beyond aid. A UN humanitarian coordinator says definitely thousands have died, though the data to support this is yet to come. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Drought comes and goes in the Horn of Africa, but this is one like no other. Humanitarian assistance has been sapped by global crises like the COVID-19 pandemic and wars in Ukraine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Northern California. How are we doing?
Good evening.
What's the date today? I think it's June 8th.
It is at 6:05 p.m.
Good evening. This is Nigel. And
I'm James.
And you're James. How's it going?
Good.
And we have Liam in the control board. How are you doing, Liam?
I am doing great.
How are you flying in there? Are you doing good?
I'm flying amazing.
This is how many weeks you've been in there now?
4 or 5?
I was going to say, I went
somewhere
in there.
Around there.
He looks like he can land the plane.
Yep.
Fingers crossed.
Very good. Awesome. Welcome to Reading. Summer's almost here. Are you enjoying this crazy weather? Like, 1 minute it's raining like nuts, and then it's 100 degrees.
There's a part of me that's kind of liking it. I like it more on the cooler days, but, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. I think Miss Spring has done a fairly good job of holding off, you know, the summer. So, you know, I will take what we got for sure. Cause
Humboldt has had some has a lot of rain over the last
have they?
Weeks. Yep.
There's got to be a way for us to get that water over here.
Yeah, big trucks.
Yeah, like some kind of a pipe or something where, you know, it's like you've got places that have rain that it just they've got so much rain and they just are always have a surplus. And then the places that don't have good rain seem to be getting less and less and less.
So, summer in Reading, so did you get your Waterworks Park pass? Yep.
Oh, you know, Nigel, that's a tender subject for me and my family. My kids obviously like going to Waterworks, and I have nothing against them going. I'll let them go. I just, and no disrespect, I'm sure Waterworks Park is a beautifully clean place, but... Oh, I just have a little idio in my head about all those bodies in that water and me being in it, too.
Yep.
I just can't do it.
Waterworks Park is interesting. My girls love it.
Yeah, well, I know tons of people that go, and it's great, you know, and everybody's fine. But just me, mentally, it's like a human stew.
You know, I've never seen so many tattoos in one place. Right?
Yeah.
And, some of those tattoos of Marilyn look like they were actually put on when she was still alive. You know,
now she looks like melted Marilyn.
Yeah, there's lots of interesting.
Or tattoos. Faded from the sun here.
So I'll go to Waterworks Park with them, but I'll just watch.
Yeah. And I probably would do the same with my kids, you know, and maybe put my feet in the pool or on the side or something. I want a cabana that's shaded and fan blowing on me and drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
Well, but there's a lot going on this summer.
There is, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah, everywhere.
A lot more than last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, that's true. It's because we've all been let out of the cage.
I know. Temporarily. Yeah, right. So, obviously, one of our favorite things to do here in this area is eat.
Yeah.
Right?
I do, yeah. That's for sure. You just take a good look at me and you can see I like food.
Like food. Your store is full of good food. And so this this Saturday is the Taste of Reading.
Yeah. Which has been it's been around for a while and it's very popular.
And
cool.
There are some if you are new to town, Taste of Reading is like the thing to go to. One of our staple events. I'm not quite sure if there are still tickets available, but if there are,
I don't know.
Snag them. Usually it's sold out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I noticed that some of our favorite places in town are going to be there, and there are some that I didn't even know existed,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of fun. Well, what is this? Truvail Nutrition.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
I don't know.
What's Granny's Grill?
Don't know. I don't know that one either.
Let's see. Mark, okay, we know that one. Pete's Restaurant and Brew House. Do you know that one?
Yes. Isn't that the one on Hilltop?
Okay, so. But some of our favorites, or some of my favorites, are participating. Woody's, you know Woody's?
Mm-hmm. Love Woody's.
Woody's is good. And let's see, well, Chicken Shack, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
From the Hearth.
Yep, right. I ate there last night.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I had the Chi Bowl.
Okay.
Really good.
I have the black and blue.
So you? The Chi Bowl has some type of a sauce on it. I think they call it an edamame sauce.
Right.
And I want to swim in it.
Right. Well, that can be arranged. C.R. Gibbs, obviously, they're like a...
C.R. Gibbs is awesome. Like a, I haven't been there. Hadn't been there in a really long time. I don't know. You know, people are probably going to laugh at me, but it has been remodeled inside,
mm-hmm.
and it's fantastic. They've used the space really well.
Yep.
I have been going there a lot with friends because we are completely obsessed with the blue cheese chips.
Okay.
So it's basically really crispy potato chips in a huge bowl, literally just smothered in melted blue cheese.
Well, it just so happens that I'll be there tomorrow. So,
I'll have to so if that. You like blue cheese, yeah. it's amazing.
So this service is for the newbies who are here in town, Reading.
Yeah.
We actually have lots of really good little restaurants here.
We do.
And let's see. We also have Mosaic.
Mosaic's great.
Certain.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
I like the environment there. It's like that kind of little bit of a... Mm-hmm. upscale city feel. Yeah.
Yep. And one of the places I like in town is Roots.
Yeah.
In Roots. And let's see. And of course, the best thing of all is the ice cream, right? So we've got the Taste and See.
Cream, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the Taste of Reading is going on.
So I was looking at your paperwork there. Yeah. Nope, not that one. This one. What is that off of? This one here.
Well, this is the next. This is some of the shows that are coming.
Well, hello. Look at that.
I know. Well,
do you know her?
No, but you apparently do. So you can.
I love her. I would love to
okay.
go see her.
So let's cut to the next segment now. You need some concerts to go to. Thankfully, the Reading Civic is busy, and so is Rolling Hills Casino.
Yeah, right. Rolling Hills has got some great stuff.
So who is this?
Her name is Teresa Caputo. She is a medium.
Okay.
So she's not a singer.
As opposed to small?
she's a medium and speaks to the dead that are crossed over in heaven.
All right, then.
Yeah. But she has a TV show, and I'm obsessed with it because she's just a kook.
Yeah.
She's from Long Island, and she has this big, gigantic, teased-up blonde hair and these huge fingernails, and she's got that New York accent, right?
Okay.
And she just, it just is I don't know, an oddity.
So she's coming to Reading to speak to the dead.
Yeah, well, I guess what she does is she does live readings. So she'll be there probably on stage and then probably come down into the crowd. And she just walks around until she says the spirits talk to her.
Is this like a Bruce Willis thing? Like, I see dead people?
Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden she'll say, oh, you, ma'am, I'm getting a father figure that's coming across. Is your father gone? And they'll say, yes, he is. And then she'll start giving messages to them of things. And she'll like, oh, well, what's with the pocket watch that has the engraving SN on the back? And the person will be like, oh, my God, I brought that from my dad. It's in my purse. And she takes it out. They'll take it out and they'll say, I told my dad if it's you, you'll tell me that the pocket watch is in my purse. So she's very spot on a lot of stuff. You know, so it's kind of, it's like a, it's like a magic show.
So I'll go and I'll hide some of my dog's ashes in my pocket.
Yeah.
And see if she can catch it on.
Yeah.
But it says here, Teresa Caputo live.
Yep.
As opposed to dead. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So that's going to be at the Reading Civic, August 3rd.
Yeah.
And
then he just had Bob Dylan last night.
Bob Dylan. Yes.
That's just mind blowing.
Yeah. If you went to Bob Dylan and you're allowed to talk about it, we'd love
right the security
give us a call, let us know how it went. 605-4567, because apparently you couldn't even take
you weren't supposed
any phones no Apple Watches no nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's the word on the street.
Really?
Yeah. I remember, who was it that was going to see them? Some friends of mine, they were telling me about them. Oh, the Elizabeth, who runs the wine bar at our store. They had tickets.
Oh.
And she was like, it was very clearly in the stating of the ticket purchase, the things that you were going to not be able to bring in.
Were you allowed to breathe? He's been going for quite a while, right?
Yeah. He's 80 years 80. Old. I looked it up on with Siri.
The what I like about Bob Dylan is a very interesting character, that he openly admits that he made a deal with the devil at the crossroads, which is kind of interesting.
Wow.
And when you talk to some of his musician friends and bandmates from that particular time, they will tell you that they saw a very interesting transition from before and after.
In personality?
All of a sudden, he could play and write songs.
Huh.
You know?
Well, and this comes from you, just for people that are also new maybe to listening or just need a reminder. You come from that part of the world back in the day when you came to the States.
Yeah, all the rock and roll stuff.
You were a professional photographer for much of the rock and roll scene. Yep. So you have a lot of probably ins as far as little bits of information.
Well, back in the day, I was very naive, I must say. So even though I was around all that stuff, I didn't get it. Right?
Yeah.
Thank God.
I didn't. It probably is what saved you.
I didn't understand it. Love the music, love the shows.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there was nothing better than, you know, taking pictures at a massive rock concert in front of the audience, right?
Right.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really understand the underlying nuances of some of the life stuff.
In that world, too, were you then hired by the band to do that? Or was it something that you did as a profession on your own and then you sold pictures to whatever outlets?
Sometimes the band. Mm-hmm. I had an agent in London, so oftentimes I would just shoot, and the pictures would end up in the magazines all over the place.
Uh-huh.
That was great.
Yeah.
And sometimes record labels. Back in the day, record labels actually paid really well.
Yeah.
For good pictures, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Right. Looks like the Civic is going to have another big show on the lawn. Chris Young. Sounds like a country guy to me.
Yep.
Chris Young. Is that a country guy?
I'm not sure.
Something for your kids to do June 23rd. You know, the Baby Shark Live 2022 Splash Tour.
Oh, my gosh. Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. Don't get started.
Did your girls like Baby Shark?
For about a minute.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're on to Five Nights at Freddy's now and Minecraft and a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. July 30th, we have Home Free. That looks like a country band. I could be wrong, but it looks like a country band to me.
Mm-hmm.
Home Free. Right. Jim Gaffigan.
Yes.
Comedian, right?
Comedian, yeah.
Comedian.
Uh-huh.
So that's August 10th. So we have a lot of things coming up at the Civic. One of the things I'm interested too in, but I didn't even know that they were coming, was Cheap Trick.
Ooh.
They're at Rolling Hills.
Yeah, and so Pitbull's coming too.
Yes, he is. Pitbull, September 25th.
I love Pitbull.
Cheap Trick is looks like it's 2 weeks from now, June 16th.
I loved Cheap Trick.
They were great.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the latest album is actually really, really good.
They have a new album?
Yeah, they make albums all the time.
Really?
Still, to this day. Yep.
I love bands that still can do that.
There you go. And July 24th is a band I think I've seen twice at the Civic, but now that Rolling Hills is Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Country band.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing really, really well. And let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, are we at the end of our first segment here?
I don't know.
Yes, we are. Liam's nodding in the affirmative. So
I'm looking.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry.
Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back with Evening Northern California. This is Nigel and James.
Howdy.
The Nigel and James radio show. We actually have a cool little website, nigelandjames.com.
Yes.
And now that we've had a, nothing like a friendly, uniting election. American election behind us, maybe now we can kind of get on with
some of our original content.
Some of our original content, right? Yeah. Which is marketing the areas, tourism.
Yep.
For the area, for me it was the California Adventure District. I think mm-hmm. we've had some parallel paths for quite a few years, and I'm glad we just kind of merged here on a few things.
California Adventure District, again, for those that don't know, is a program organization that Nigel started, and it's all encompassing of the true Northern California with 13 counties, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And what we're doing is trying to create a true adventure district. I mean, we obviously possess the land for true adventure in the sense of the word, not the theme park, but real, genuine earth and dirt under your fingernails and feet and trees and moss and water and sun and mountains and all that kind of stuff. And we really want to take this area and make it, a globally recognized destination for true adventure, where people can come in, spend some time, spend some money, and go home with an amazing story.
And some t-shirts.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, right? You know, maybe see Bigfoot, go snow skiing, go water, river rafting, go kayaking, go climb some cliffs and hang off of them.
That's right.
And jump in a bubbling pool somewhere and go caving and, just go for day hikes and see volcanoes and, really use the land that we have here. It's very underutilized in a lot of ways. And I know that that's a good thing, but, we're trying really hard to develop best practices where, people should be leaving the land better than they left. And if not, then, that's our job to come behind them and make things better. But, mm-hmm. but ultimately, this part of California, we hear a lot of people talking about, the political lifestyle here that's different than maybe, say, in a big city. You can't do a whole lot in preserving your way of life and what we have unless you have money, right?
That's right.
And so the whole idea of getting people up here is to spend money so that we can increase the tourism dollars that will really support our way of life and how we see our
public safety, right? So the one thing we've talked about for years now, especially in our area, and it turns out that it's across our region, is the lack of funding for law enforcement. And law enforcement funding, by and large, should come from tourism dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're kind of at the bottom of the bottom of the food chain in all of California, I think there's room for growth, right?
Well, and the sad part is not only are we at the bottom of the food chain as a county, Shasta County, we're bottom of the food chain even when you combine the top 12 counties compared to the rest of California.
That's right.
Which is totally a shame that you could have that many people and that size of a landmass be that far down on raking in revenues for tourism within the state of California.
Yep.
So that's what California Adventure District is in a really, really Reader's Digest format. And, the idea for us is to create wonderful partnerships and events that support all of what goes on in tourism in the city of Redding, in the county, Shasta County, and all the surrounding counties. We really are working to create a great synergy and partnership. We're also working very hard with a lot of other organizations within Shasta County, like the airport. And
so that's one of the things that I'm excited about is of the counties that we've been working with, Humboldt, Crescent, Trinity,
mm-hmm.
The one county that was not involved in tourism is our own Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
It's been Redding, right? Redding's been great. but its own freestanding marketing campaign for Shasta County as a whole.
As a whole, yeah.
And that's one thing I didn't understand when I moved here. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Anderson, you have Shasta Lake City.
Yeah, a representation of all of our other bedroom communities. And,
yep. Yep. And waterfall communities.
Yep.
Right. Hiking trail communities. Yep. I mean, Redding has a great collection of trails and rivers, obviously the Sacramento River. Yeah. But throughout Shasta County, there's so much more, and it feels a little underrepresented. So,
yeah. But have no fear. You know, all the entities are working together.
That's right.
To change that. That's right. And, you know, we even found out some really great things with a meeting today about, you know, our trail system and
yep.
the potential of even bigger growth and putting us on the national scale in that regard, which sounds super cool. So I can't wait. So, you know, that's really when we, James and Nigel show it, it's kind of evolved. Originally it was just the California Adventure District, and then we changed it as the James and Nigel show so that we could talk about all kinds of things that are going on within our community. But, you know, we have a strong root base in the California Adventure District, and now the new entity that supports it from the county perspective, which is Explore Shasta County.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we do here on our radio show. And again, you know, during the political times, we shifted and focused on, you know, us
who's
as a county.
Doing what, right?
Yeah. And what's going on and who's doing what for sure. Now that that's passed a little bit, we're going to start getting kind of back into what we were doing tonight earlier, which is talking about events, okay. things to attend, things to see, you know, and then all the tourism stuff.
So many of our areas, many of our attractions, and our attractions are things like, you know, Shasta Caverns and mm-hmm. Shasta Dam and Lassen and all that. They're doing really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
The one place that is full, if you're visiting and thinking about going there, is Burney Falls.
Mm.
The word is don't
go.
Don't go. Because
there's actually a push within, I don't say government, but not government per se, like on a big scale, but just on a local scale where they're working together to say, hey, you know, like, don't just tell people to come here because they just don't have the capacity.
Right.
There's that many people going.
Right.
Which is mind-blowing.
Well, there's that whole Four Corners area there, and I don't know how many miles it is to the actual falls, but people are starting to park there and walk.
Yeah.
Right?
Which, you know, for Bernie is a great thing, but, I mean, I'm sure there are some people that are, like, scary, but that's a perfect opportunity for somebody that's listening, right, that wants to say, hey, you know what? I've got deep pockets. What could I do to help? You know, that would be a great place to go up and help with, you know, helping to create and build the infrastructure that can support that kind of a tourism, you know, where
so that is one
parking, hotel, you know.
So now that we're in this and within the whole California Adventure District and especially Shasta County, it is one of those things where as you dig a little deeper, you realize that for somebody who has an entrepreneurial spirit and some experience, there's all kinds of opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Huge. As we've been finding, I mean, all throughout Northern California, right? Not just Shasta County. I mean, we've been to other counties.
So, for example, if you have any kind of entrepreneurial bone in your body, we need more bike rentals.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, we do.
We need there are not enough places, apparently,
mm-hmm.
where people can come and rent bikes.
And that may, you know, that may include some just traditional kind of bikes that you ride around
e-bikes.
Town, but what we're talking about is true mountain bikes yep. for people to go trailing on mountain bikes.
Right.
Now, I will say I do know I've been talking with Ann from the Shasta Living Streets.
Yep.
From what I understand, she has, I believe, signed a contract, and it's a done deal, and we are, you know, the bike hub here downtown and the I want to say Deschutes, but that's not it. It's the bridge over here. The Diesel Horse Exchange for the bikes mm-hmm. to be able to ride into downtown and get across to uptown. So you can now ride from almost anywhere in town and get from uptown, downtown to the trails, to the parks, all that kind of stuff. And so we have this beautiful new bike hub and it's going to have a little cafe and all that here. They have entered a deal to get us new e-bikes for our city. So we have the birds. You know,
yep.
the scooters, which are hugely popular.
Yep.
But now we're going to have actually e-bikes where you can actually, that are public, where you can scan them just like that, get on them and ride them wherever you want to go, and then they can get them.
Another entrepreneurial opportunity,
mm-hmm.
which I think would be great, would be any kind of motel or hotel in Weaverville.
Yeah.
right?
That was exactly the next point, yeah.
That was the next point you were going to make,
yeah,
right?
Because I was like, you know, when we've been there, we've sat down, we've had the talks, and that's even their own people.
The only place to stay, really, is that haunted hotel on Main Street, which is great.
Yeah. I mean, right? Don't get me wrong. That's, you know, if that's in your wheelhouse, go
right.
for it.
It's awesome.
But capacity-wise, right? It's small, it's old, it's nostalgic and great, yep. But they need something that actually can accommodate a few hundred people. That are coming in for, well, as we found out that it's like absolutely amazing, yep. their 4th of July.
Yep.
It's like a whole
week. And then Memorial Day and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like we said before, Trinity County is the one county that from a tourism standpoint did surpass their 2019 numbers yep. because of the outdoor wilderness, right?
Yep.
And so now that we're up there, this thing, you know, there's no place to stay.
And we've found all the places to go eat.
That's right.
Yeah, so yeah. there's plenty of good food. Yeah.
Eat and sleep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's the end of the first half hour.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back. Thank you.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good evening, Northern California. That was quick. This is Nigel and James. How you doing?
Short but sweet.
Yep.
I'm
welcome.
Good.
It's June 8th. Summer's here.
I'm looking at our little weather thing here trying to figure out what's the outside temperature, but I can't read that thing. Let me just tell you, hot.
Yes, it is.
No.
Welcome to Reading. According to my handy-dandy nifty weather machine, it's 92.
I don't see that on here, although I should figure out how to read it.
Well, that's probably the indoor temperature.
Oh, probably, yeah. Hey, real quick, I got a couple of tickets here for the Colt 2022 Colt 45 season. So we have 2 tickets here. If you're interested to go to any of the Colt 45 games, the tickets are good for any of the games. All games at 7:15 p.m. Sunday or 6 p.m. Check for schedule.
First one to call?
Yeah, just give us a call here at the studio, 605-4567. These tickets could be yours.
Baseball. Have you ever been hit by a baseball? I have.
I have, too.
Have you ever been hit by a baseball at Dodger Stadium?
No.
Oh, I have.
I actually been hit with a baseball playing baseball.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's not supposed to be that way, is it?
No, but, you know, me.
Yeah.
You know. My son, my firstborn son played baseball, Little League, and he got hit in the face and it broke the eye. Socket bone.
That's great.
Yeah, and then he didn't want to play after that.
Yep. So, James, another thing that's going on, obviously, is the end of the world kind of a thing. So, gas is going up to $10, as I'm sure, at some point. And
it's not far in some places already.
Right. And food in the grocery store is going up every single day.
Yeah, it really is.
We have some friends at various supermarkets, and they say, yep, it's going up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, I went to the gas station, and it was $5.99, and when I walked in to pay, the numbers flipped to $6.09.
In the time it took you to walk from the pump to the... And they didn't honor the regular the price?
I was like,
that's not right.
I know, right?
You pumped it at one price.
Still remember it was like $1.80.
Yeah.
So we're definitely in interesting times, and I think there's going to be some...
Baby
interesting
formula.
Times coming. Yeah. So are you prepping at all? Because that seems to be the buzzword around town. I know that a lot of us are, inadvertently.
Yeah, prepping, you know, is one of those words that invoke something, right? Like it
preparing.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's as simply as what it is, and that's all it should be. But because of the climate, the word prepping to me pops into my head, and it seems just so severe, right? Like, oh, my God. So I wouldn't say that I'm a prepper. I would say I'm a little bit of a planner.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be qualified as a prepper, but there are things that I've done where I'm kind of like, you know, maybe I should have a little bit more of this on hand, and maybe I should put this away and put a box of that and get some flashlights and batteries and just stuff like that, you know.
So you're a long-term planner.
Yeah.
Instead of prepping, you're just long-term.
Yeah.
You know, you buy soup for a year, right?
Yeah, I'll go into the store somewhere and I'll be like, normally I would buy two of those, right? Instead I'm like, yeah, I'll buy six.
Yep.
Right? And I'll take two and then I'll put the other four away.
Well, it's kind of funny.
And it's on sale, and it lasts.
It is kind of interesting because I don't think it's much of an organized effort, but a lot of people I know around town, around the area,
yeah, a lot of notes.
They're just, there's something in their gut, they're saying, I've got to go do it.
Yep.
You know?
Which is absolutely sad and frightening on its own.
Yeah. you know, we just bought, I know I'm, new to the game, but we just bought a whole lamb, frozen.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're doing the whole cow bit.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Big freezer.
Yeah, and there's, you know what, the thing is, you know, Redding is a really great place. There are lots of farms and ranches around that you can buy into that kind of where you, you know, even if you don't buy it all at one time, you can buy into a cow or a pig or, you know, goat or whatever and have it processed and packaged and, you know. I get them all the time from Hat Creek Beef to the Jenner Family Farms to, you know, Three Brothers Heritage Pigs. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but see, you have all these connections. So,
because of the magazine, we've written about them, so I've learned about them, right? And so, these are places that, you know, even if you're not a prepper, they are good for you to choose versus having to go to a traditional grocery store and knowing where your, you know, where your chickens or your goats are being.
Right. So I think one of the things we're going to be focusing on with the California Adventure District, and I also think with Explore Shasta County, is the whole agritourism and the regenerative tourism when it comes to food. And I think one of the things we definitely want to do is this whole thing about get to know your farmer.
Yep.
So if you have this little gut check that you may need to start looking for alternative / better sources for food locally grown, locally sourced food. Now's the time to start checking out the farmers markets. All just kind of started back up again.
They have, and you know, there's been a lot of changes in our farmers market. I stay close, even though I don't really, participate in by providing anything. I do go to the farmers markets, right? And our farmers markets have not been without their challenges when it comes to managing and I don't know. Let people coming, going in and out and how it all works. But that seems to have been mellowing out a little bit and changing, and the markets all seem to be opening up, and there's some new markets that are opening. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I think the more the better for people to be able to get fresh produce or meats, vegetables, eggs, that kind of stuff.
So there's a few around, let's see, yeah, this is pretty much Shasta County. So, for example, on Saturdays, right? Mm-hmm. Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 12, the one behind Redding City Hall.
Yep, that's the one that's most noted. That's the, I think, the Shasta Organic.
Yep.
Certified Organic Market. Yep.
Then there's the at the Sundial Bridge, Market by Sundial Bridge. That's on Sundays from 8 to 12.
Okay.
Then there's the... I haven't been to this one. The Marilyn Miller Market, Tuesdays. Oh, yeah, I have seen that one. It's next to Dairy Queen there on Churn Creek.
Oh, really?
I've seen that.
I wonder, and that's just a farmer's market?
Yep. Tuesdays, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Huh.
And
so
then
now we have Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday.
Yep. And then you can go to Burnie, just don't go to the waterfall. But they have a farmer's market. And that's from 3 to 6 on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And in Anderson, there's one in Anderson on Thursdays from 7:30 until 12.
Now, I also, where was I the other day? I was going somewhere to, maybe it was Outback. I'm not really sure. But I thought I saw another farmer's market in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Okay.
Right there on Dana Drive. I don't know if it's new, but it looked like there was...
Yeah, there was something going on. Yeah. I remember that.
And I was looking to see what is it, and I noticed there was a lot of food products. So that might be the, you know, the infancy of a new market too as well.
Yeah. So personally, I think it's a good idea to get to know
Absolutely.
Some of these people, some of your farmers, some yeah. of your growers, and actually get to know them and know yeah. where they're at and what they supply.
Mm-hmm.
Because something in me tells me that
we're going to need them
6 months from now. You're going to be calling them then.
You're going to need Betty's potatoes and
yeah, is that it? Betty's potatoes.
I don't know. I'm just making fun. Just yeah, because yeah. Yeah, then the hope is that these people can produce more, because
right.
I'm sure supply and demand is going to be a problem right. if something really happens.
Well, so that's the other thing through California Venture District. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're working on is networking all of these farmers markets,
yeah.
right? So there's some up in Trinity County,
yeah.
there's some in Lassen, there's some in Siskiyou,
Humboldt.
Some
there's
really
a lot.
Good ones in Humboldt. The farmers market I went to in Arcata was amazing. Was
yep.
was huge.
Yep.
So all in all, I think we're going to be okay, but I do think it's a good idea to get to know
mm-hmm.
To know your farmers, and so the farmers market is a good place to start, I believe.
Yeah, just even if you don't buy anything, just go check it out, introduce yourself, meet a farmer. You know, what do you do?
I know that we're going all over the place here, but one of the more popular items in your store is that fruit company, right? The jelly.
Yeah, Mountain Fruit Company.
So tell us a little
stupid
more about that.
How much we sell. Yeah, they're just a little, a little family out of Chico. They're Mennonites, and so everything is supernatural and super, it just consists of whatever the fruit is inside, a little bit of pectin and a little bit of sugar. It's got a really low glycemic index, and that's why a lot of people like it. It's very fruit forward. It's not artificial in any way. We have 16 flavors that we carry.
Just 16?
Yeah. it's amazing. We've carried it for years. I mean, we've carried it for probably almost 12 years. And there has been an absolute explosion for jams, especially after or during COVID. Mm-hmm. And so we finally have our website up and running for Enjoy the Store. And I have to say that probably, if you can imagine, we have probably 300 products on the store or on the website part of our store. And I would say probably 80% of the orders that we get are for the jam. And we have people that are buying it. You know, they'll buy three, but then I'll have the next one order, or somebody will buy 12 or 16, jars of jam that we'll ship out. And it's going all over the country, Georgia, Chicago, New York, Miami, Washington. I mean, it's all over the place.
Okay.
And I have worked with my web team, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, we have 300 items on the store. Why is everybody buying jam? Is it like, is that the
only? Well, it's pretty good. It's pretty good jam.
No, it is. But like, how? Like, is that the only thing that they can see?
Yeah. What else? What else do you sell out there?
On the website.
I mean, yes. Is there anything else selling?
Yeah. I mean, we have some other things selling, but it's by far, 80% of it's jams and multiple jars that are being shipped. But like today, I shipped a trucker hat. Somebody wanted a Lakehead trucker hat. We have these hats that are called pocket trucker hats. They've mm-hmm. got the big thing sewn on the patch sewn on the front, and it's left unstitched along the top, so you can slide, a couple $20 bills or your fishing license or driver's license in there while you're out and about, and it's cool. But the patches all are from the North State, so we have, a Redding hat, Chico hat, Lakehead, Lake Almanor, Shasta Lake, Trinity Lake. I mean, we've got like probably 50 different North State, iconic North State locations for our trucker hats, and so those are really popular.
Cool.
So,
I just got a message from my good buddy Ken Hammack in Humboldt,
mm-hmm.
and so we've been talking all the time, so he's going to call in a little bit.
Oh, cool.
In the next segment.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We'll talk about the whole agritourism and see what's going on.
Yeah.
So let's take a break now. We can take a break now, and then we'll be right back. Thanks.
We'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel and James.
Hello.
Sunny June 18th in the 90s. Just yeah. Another normal Reading day.
Reading day, yeah.
That's and so we've been talking the whole show about the California Adventure District and tourism yep. and food and all this other kind of stuff. And one of the important things, one of the most important things is working with the other counties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been almost 3 years now.
You've been striking up lots of friendships.
Yes. meeting some great people. And probably one of the most important relationships is the relationship between Shasta County and Humboldt County mm-hmm. when it relates to tourism, because we have a lot in common and we have a lot at stake.
Yep.
And one of my favorite people that I've met over there is Mr. Ken Hammock. Ken, are you there?
Hey, Nigel and James. How
hey.
Are you?
We're good. Thanks.
Ken, long time no speak.
Oh, it could have been a few minutes.
That's right.
I think earlier today, right?
That's right. So we were just talking here about especially agriculture and our farmers' markets and the importance of agritourism. And it just so happens that out in Humboldt, when we were out there last and a few times before, that out in Humboldt, you guys are starting to take this very seriously also, correct?
Yeah. I think it's a real viable opening in the tourism industry in particular, because people want to, they want to travel, but they also kind of want to learn. And I think back to the farm, as supply systems break down all over the world, our food systems, I think people are taking a second, third, and a fourth look at the farms again and saying, where did our food come from again? So I think that there's a lot of traction out there on Humboldt here. The focus has really been on regenerative agriculture. I don't know how it is over there near Shasta.
It is something that is beginning to be embraced quite a bit.
It's a thing. It's definitely a thing. But I would say, as you're aware, for many people, it's a new word, right? Like it's a new yeah. word to learn, and it's not necessarily something that's maybe it is now, but it wasn't necessarily easily explained. So how are you guys taking care of that over there?
Yeah, explaining it, exactly. We're bringing up travel writers. We're trying to invite them in to take a look at the farms that we're showcasing, regenerative farms, excuse me. For example, even Foggy Bottom Boys in Ferndale, California, where they're doing regenerative cheese. Working with Rumiano, Cam cannabis, even wine. I talked with a beer maker that's even doing regenerative farming. So regenerative to us means not just using organic inputs and such to amend the soil, but even to go even further. It's almost generational thinking. And so it's how do you make the land even better than you found it? So there's a lot of new methods that are being deployed. But living in an indigenous culture here, we sit really on a lot of wisdom here, generations worth forest farming that we're still learning from the generations before us. So I think there's a lot of great conversation there.
Well, so it's kind of funny that you say that because I think we've talked about this before, but we have a generation now that believes the food comes from the supermarket. So, right? I mean, I'm serious, right? So unfortunately, many of our kids, many of our youth, they don't know what a farm is, right? And so in many instances, it seems like we have to start from scratch, right? Almost take the youth, right? And I'm being facetious here, but you've got to take them to a farm and point at a cow and say, cow, mm-hmm. right? Cow equals milk, cheese, and hamburgers.
Yeah.
Right? One of the things I was really impressed with, Ken, when I came out there last month, was how you guys' farmers' markets are functioning. And I was surprised at how big it was and how many people were visiting. Is that something that's like a growing trend, or has it always been like that?
It's pretty much been like that, but it's taking on a new tone. Those are pretty much in Humboldt, run by the North Coast Growers Association, which is a great group that recently hired a new woman, Megan, that's overseeing a conversation about a food hub.
Yep.
So is like the grain from Ukraine and Russia and other places break down that part of the food system, we start to worry about other parts that might also be compromised. And this is one of those answers. So, I love, Nigel, these conversations across counties, so to speak, because I think we share a lot of the same issues. And this regenerative story that I guess we're trying to brighten up, I think it's really something that really spreads across all of this region because we're so undeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people live here. Some of the most drop-dead beautiful country, but it's very undeveloped. So there's a lot of opportunity to be able to create those sustainable models that a lot of people would want to visit and learn from.
That's true, right? So one of the things that that I've noticed doing the California Venture District piece for the last, 3-4 years now, and getting used to it, is that the relationship between Shasta and Humboldt, I think, is very organic. Like, you and I can talk all day long, but I think there's thousands and thousands of people that just trade places, right? So, like, we have many people going from Shasta to Humboldt to go to the beach and go to the Redwoods and escape the, 350 degrees summers, right? And then we have, it almost seems like an exact equal number of people coming from Humboldt to Redding, because for many it's considered the big city, right? And so there seems to be this organic...
They come for the heat.
They come for the heat.
I have them here in my store all the time, and I'm like, oh, and they're like, oh, we came over...
For the heat.
Yeah, for some sun and the warmth, and I'm like, are you crazy?
So there seems to be this organic relationship already, right, that I think is bigger than we realized. And I think it's going to be great to emphasize that on a more official level, if that makes sense. And I think a time is coming.
I do think a time is coming.
Go ahead.
I think the way you described California Venture District as a playground.
Right.
That really captures what we're talking about here, because the playground has a lot of different spaces in it. Redding has a different kind of play and a different type of season. Than Humboldt, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And everything in between, we've got a lot of playground.
Right.
I think that's what we share, and that bounty, I think, is what is really worth promoting.
Right. Well, I definitely enjoy coming over to Humboldt on a semi-regular basis. It would be great to have us.
And it's amazing how many people from Redding locally here as a shop owner and Enjoy Magazine that we produce, obviously. Humboldt is within our what we would consider our regional product category. And we carry a lot of products that come from Humboldt County. You guys are very prolific in producing really great world-class products. But, again, that's also just a really great dynamic, in my opinion, because, you know, we're taking products from your marketplace and putting them here in Reading, and they're getting lots of exposure and are very appreciated by people because, you know, they don't always get a chance to see what another county nearby is actually doing, and they're always impressed to see some of the stuff that we carry from your marketplace.
Yet, hopefully there's more to come. But, James, I'll just say real quick, Enjoy Magazine, what a quality production.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, there's a lot of things out there to look at, but it really stands out in the writing and the photos. I think Nigel has done some things for you guys.
Oh, yeah. He's always got something.
It's really excellent.
I appreciate that.
So,
go
ahead.
About the trade part, too, and I think workforce is something we've been thinking about as well, because there's going to be a lot of building, I think, in our future here. I know in Humboldt, because of the Cal Poly Humboldt announcement, we're going to grow a lot in Northern Humboldt, the campus itself. So, therefore, we're going to have to expand and build. The resources are not all available locally.
That's right. Are you saying, Ken, that there may be a need for an air taxi?
Oh, I think air travel from your area would be great for us right now.
I think where we're headed, I think one of the reasons why the relationship works is not only do we have an organic relationship back and forth, but I think a time is coming where we're going to need each other, if you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Especially from an industry and agriculture standpoint.
Yeah,
I think that regions binding together in the future that we're moving into is going to be a really important strategy.
That's right.
I think nationally, I can't control where that's going. But regionally, I think we've got our feet on the ground here, and we know locally what our needs are. And I think if we communicate and collaborate with each other, Nigel, I know your vision is to bring this playground, the CAD, more money from state than we get currently. And so if we achieve at least part of that goal that you're hoping for, that would help us a lot in terms of how we grow.
That's right.
To grow more sustainably and to do it right.
That's right.
That's true.
Well,
that's true.
Ken, thank you for calling in on such short notice. That's great. I look forward to continuing this. And I will come out to see you soon. By the way, if you are an executive or business owner and you need a place to stay in Humboldt, right? Mm-hmm. There's this cool little place called Patsy's Place. Isn't that correct, Ken?
Patsy's Place of Humboldt, Look it up on the thing called the Internet, if you've got one.
The interwebs.
I'm looking at the ocean right now.
There you go.
As you're saying that, Nigel. So we're waving to you and looking forward to seeing you maybe in a couple weeks.
Yep, absolutely. Well, you're looking at the ocean. I'm looking at Thunderbird Lodge. So, Ken, thanks for calling in. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Thanks, brother. So,
he's such a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big champion for California Adventure District. But we have some of those over here, but he's a very big champion for Humboldt.
Yeah.
Humboldt County.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I'm over there, I must say I'm pretty impressed on how they're, like, as you would say, long-term planning. Long-term planning for the future. They have a thing over there where they believe they got they got 2 years to plan for the next 20. Mm. And I actually kind of like that idea. And I think there's...
Two for 20.
And I think that time's coming, so I think it's going to be interesting. So, anyway, so we're approaching the end of the show.
We are. Real quick for me, I always like to do just a little bit of plug. You know, Father's Day is going to be coming, and if you take the latest issue of Enjoy, which
when is Father's
is
Day?
This is the June issue. You know, I'm a father. You would think I would know.
Well, I'm a I don't know.
My kids are at the age where they kind of overlook me. So, but we have a great ad on the back of the magazine with a lot of fun stuff that we've brought out together for the man in your family, from barbecue tools, from what was I talking about? From Etna Brewing up in Etna. We've got some hot sauces and some pickled green beans and rub spices. There's cool hats and leather keychains. There's all kinds of
things. So
really
you're
going
to
cool
come
things.
To the store, show your dad ID, and away you go, right?
Yep. We'll put something together for you.
Awesome.
So we have 1 minute left before we go, and I just appreciate you, Nigel, for working hard and trying to make this vision happen. So
we've got to do something, right?
Yeah.
I love this place, love this area, and I think that if we just work together and promote it a little differently, a little more organically, I think we could do really well. And I think we could shift our economy. And one of the big things for me is public safety. And instead of talking about it, just find a way to organically help fund it.
Yeah. Right? And, so many things are happening downtown. You're seeing the changes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Seeing all those changes, things opening and stuff. So hopefully we're all on the right track and we can continue to push and support each other and make Reading
a better place.